is upon us. It's time to dig in, to stand our ground, and watch for the next attack. You're in the Foxhole with Jason Markham.
Hey, welcome to the Foxhole, where we stand our ground and watch for the enemy's next move. I am your host, of course, Jason Barker, as always. Today is the 12th of March, 2024, and you are listening to me, hopefully live on freeworld.fm, the freest radio in the world. If you're not there, you need to get there. And if you're listening, go ahead and join in the live chat. The live chat's a lot of fun. If you don't catch this on Free World, you might be catching this on Rumble, X, or Facebook on Thursday, where I replay this, and I do monitor the live chat so we can interact a little bit. But if you want to be part of the show, you really got to come over to Free World. So anyway, today I was going to talk about some smart car stuff that's going on. Ford's got some stuff going on. I think by 2025, the car might repossess itself, and there's a lot of implications with that that we're going to talk about. But I'll probably hold that until Saturday, because today's topic came up with it yesterday, and I've been putting a lot of work in to present this information. I think it's going to take up the entire hour and a half, maybe even go longer. So if you are listening on Free World and it cuts me off at some point, just go check it out Thursday and catch the tail end on the replay. Also had some Second Amendment news that we're going to talk about with Angus on Saturday. So make sure you join us on Knights of the Storm on Rumble, Twitter, and hopefully Facebook. When I play this on Thursday, it might get me kicked off Facebook for a week or so. We'll see. But today's topic, I came across an interview, and this is something that hits near and dear to my heart with the COVID shots. All of you know me, know the struggle I went through in the military with trying to avoid it. And I thought I was going to get kicked out. Fortunately, I made it. I did an exemption letter, and we might talk about that a little bit. But Tucker did a really interesting interview that was on YouTube, and I was kind of irate, because the same thing he's talking about now, Angry Tiger and I were talking about a year ago on Knights of the Storm, and we got a couple strikes and eventually got banned for presenting factual information. Factual. So Tucker did this interview with the Surgeon General of Florida, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, I think his name is. And he's talking about DNA, your DNA being changed through these vaccines. Now, this is his opinion. So Facebook, please don't kick me off for presenting what someone else said. But I was kind of irritated, like I said, that Tucker was able to stay on YouTube with that. But then 24 hours later, when I went to get this stuff ready this morning for the broadcast tonight, it was gone. Now, did YouTube kick Tucker off? No. Content was removed by the content creator, which means he capitulated and pulled it down voluntarily because he is not part of the alt media. I'm just saying. I appreciate this interview he did, and we'll go through pretty much the whole interview. We'll break it down and talk about it a little bit, but it just goes to show you how Tucker is. And actually, I had to go find this video to download and pull clips from a different source that happened to have it on Rumble. And I don't know how long it will stay on Rumble, but it was there today, and I was able to snag the clips and stuff. So without further ado, we'll go ahead and fire up clip one. It kind of lets you know what the conversation is about. And let's see, make sure I got my studio set up right. And here we go.
Very few public health officials in this country seem very interested in public health, in case you haven't noticed. The Surgeon General of Florida, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, is an exception to that. He is interested in the health of the people of his state. And because he is, he's taken a close look at what's in the COVID vax, the one that everyone in the country was required to take not so long ago. And so he has now called on doctors to immediately stop giving the mRNA COVID vax to their patients. And for a very interesting reason that you should know about. Here's his statement, we're quoting. I'm calling for a halt to the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have always played it fast and loose with COVID-19 vaccine safety. But their failure to test for DNA integration with the human genome, as their own guidelines dictate, when the vaccines are known to be contaminated with foreign DNA, is intolerable.
Okay, so this is what, basically the claim was, that we went fast and loose, which we did at warp speed with this thing. And people can argue it wasn't properly tested. But anyway, my concern at the time, and I'll kind of give you a little backstory on what I had to go through when I didn't want to take the vaccine and I knew it was going to be mandatory. And yes, folks, Trump did make it mandatory. I don't care how much you want to play mental gymnastics to say he didn't make it mandatory. Well, whenever you're mandated to have 75% volunteers, that's a mandate. And we were told if we didn't have 75% volunteer to take this experimental non-FDA approved drug, that it would be made mandatory. So play your mental gymnastics, all you MAGA people, if you want. But that's the facts. Okay. I lived it. Unless you were in the military at the time, then you can come talk to me and we can argue about it. Other than that, just shut up because you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Anyway, my concern with it on the medical side was I had researched into, you know, I've heard all the hype, there's snake venom in it and all this other BS that was out there, all this misinformation. But there were some actual facts that I came across. And one of them was about changing your DNA. Now, was this thing designed to change your DNA? Not supposedly, right? It's RNA, and it just produces a little spike protein. But I came across something called reverse transcription, and we reported on this. That was our first strike on YouTube, I believe, was reporting on reverse transcription. And then there's the second strike was about cow, you know, injecting cows with mRNA in was Australia, I believe. That was our second strike. Which turned out to be, we were debunking a debunk article and it turned out that it was true, right? So anyway, we're going to get into that here in the US here in a little bit before the show is over. But anyway, that was my big concern was, hey, this thing's going to modify my DNA potentially. You know, I'm not going to say that it was designed to do that right now. I'm not going to say that, but there was a potential scientific fact. You can look it up, go look up what reverse transcription is. We put it on screen. We read the definition. We said how it works. And it absolutely had the possibility of doing that just with RNA. Now, this guy, this Surgeon General from Florida, is saying not only was there RNA in it, but there was DNA piggybacking with it. I'm going to play the clip and let you see.
Vaccines have DNA in them. Everyone knows what DNA is. They're contaminated with DNA, and that's not necessarily a big deal. But it's a problem with these vaccines because the DNA hangs on with the mRNA and goes into people's cells. So this is a completely different risk analysis than other products that have had DNA. These vaccines are honestly, they're the antichrist of all products.
That was an interesting choice of words, antichrist. Now, was this intentional that there was actual DNA slipped in with it? I mean, we can argue that that was intentional, it was malicious. I don't know. But if it was malicious, that word antichrist, when you think about it, part of my religious exemption was talking about, and I'll go back to, I didn't want to do a medical exemption. Saying that this is what I believe it will do because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pathologist. I'm not an immunologist or whatever the hell they call it. I'm not. So they would have quickly shut me down if I tried. It doesn't matter how much research I've done. I mean, look at what YouTube did to us. Okay. Look at what Facebook has done to us. Twitter, to a certain extent, had shadow banned us. And I think I'm still shadow banned on Knights of the Storm. So I couldn't go that route because they just changed definitions and they, you know, they push certain people out to get a scientific consensus, whether it's true or not, it's the consensus. So I went with the religion and I broke down everything talking about, you know, God's blueprint, mark of the beast, all the stuff that he kind of like, you know, prove to me, I don't believe that. Prove it to me that I don't believe that. And you can't. So that's what I did. And part of it was about the blueprint of God, the DNA. Wait, what happens when that changes? You know, I don't know. So I'm just not going to take part in it. And let me see. I got 4 pages of show notes here because a lot of information to get through. But oh, yeah, going back to his term antichrist, something that wants to wipe the blueprint of God out of humanity is an antichrist. It really is. It's antichrist, anti-Christian. And it's part of the transhumanist agenda. It really is. If you look at everything that's going on right now, brain chips and modifying DNA and all this other stuff, it's about the singularity, merging man with machine. So it kind of tends to make me think, and like I said, I'm not going to claim these people are modifying people's DNA on purpose, whether it's a byproduct or not. It kind of looks like they might be trying to do it on purpose, because they're going to get us, get this stuff into us by hook or by crook. And I'm going to go into that later. You're going to see, you're going to be shocked to find out what they're doing. And they're trying to, you know, some of us are going to voluntarily do it or voluntarily do it. And some people are not going to know. It's going to be slipped into them. And people can argue with me about whether you have to knowingly take the mark of the beast or whatever. You can argue with me on that all day, but I'm just telling you right now, they want this mRNA in us by hook or by crook. They're going to figure out a way to do it. And there's several delivery methods. These injections, these COVID-19 injections, are just one way of multiple ways. And there's plans for more in the future. We'll get into that later. So yeah, going back to the reverse transcription, that was a concern of mine. Now knowing that actual DNA, not just RNA, was piggybacked in there, that's actually a multitude times greater threat of actually happening, changing your genome. So anyway, let's go back. Let's see what, get rid of this. I'm producing and talking at the same time and reading show notes, folks. So a little bit difficult. Let's see, we played that one. Let's go ahead and take a little bit of a look at the back and forth here.
Remember, at the beginning of the vax mandates, there were people on the fringes, as we say, who raised questions about the potential of this drug, this brand new, this novel vaccine, which wasn't really a vaccine, to affect people's DNA. And they were immediately described as crazy. Tell us your concerns, if you wouldn't mind fleshing out a little bit what we saw in that clip.
You know, it's so interesting to hear you say that, Tucker, because I had the same impression when people very early on were citing concerns about DNA. I think that really what was happening is that their intuition was informing them about a potential problem with these vaccines. And, you know, you showed that clip there. This one is sometimes I feel quite guilty dragging people through the scientific details, but I try and do it at a level that hopefully won't bore people to death or be too painful, because it is a very important issue and it's not a complicated issue. And it's important for people to recognize the difference between the honest facts, which is what I'm sharing, and the spin and dodge and look over here that you hear Dr. Califf at the FDA and other, you know, Dr. Offit, other people sharing.
All right. So you see there, he said at first he was with it, right? Why? Why were people with it? Well, this goes back to the Mockingbird media. This goes back to the war gaming. It goes back to Event 201, the SPARS pandemic document, all the way back to Dark Winter. This has been something that has been war gamed every year, and sometimes a couple times a year, under different names. And it always comes down to, how do we get people to take these vaccines? They talk about using social media influencers, pop culture stars. They talk about all this stuff. They talk about misinformation, disinformation. How do we get it gone? They basically eliminate people from communities like the scientific community. If you take a look at the White Coat Summit, there were literally thousands of doctors that were saying this was a bad idea. And I'm talking about not just in the U.S., I'm talking about globally. And those people were purged from their professions. It's kind of like if you think about the whole global warming scam, okay? The whole CO2 is bad scam causing temperature rise. That's all BS. For every scientist that signs on to that, there's two scientists that say you're full of crap, but they're purged, they're ostracized, they're pushed out of the community. So then what it looks like is that we have a consensus of all the people in the community that agree on something, when really they're in the minority. And this is what happened with the COVID shots. Okay, you had all these people that were agreeing, oh, it's safe and effective, it's safe and effective. What's the safe? First off, safe and effective is, that's like, what is safe? Is it 50% safe? Is that safe? Does it have to be 75% safe? Does it have to be 95% safe? Okay, those are subjective terms. And what does effective mean? Does it work in 1 out of 10 people? 5 out of 10 people? You know, the goalpost keeps moving. And that was a red flag for me straight away. Safe and effective. Give me, because the numbers they gave us, they changed. They moved the goalpost every week. Oh, it's 95% effective. No, now it's 85%. Oh, now we need a booster. You know, and now it's like negative efficacy. And people warned about this. You put the DNA changing aside, just the vaccine-induced AIDS, okay, which Amy Schumer supposedly now has. I don't know if y'all seen that, but she's probably got some STD because she's a freak. But anyway, please don't sue me, Amy Schumer. Anyway, yeah, you can't just tell me safe and effective. I want to know hard numbers and I want to see hard data, but they don't show the data. So I went and did my own research. And when I put that research up there to warn people, they freaking kicked me out of the community. And they did that with all the doctors and the scientists as well. And by the way, these people telling you this, you know, CNN and MSNBC and even Fox, they're not doctors. And guess what? The doctors they're getting their information from, they're grant, you know, they suck off the grant tit. They're not actual practicing doctors. Fauci is not a practicing doctor. He never has. He's always sucked government money, government grants to do research like cutting puppies' freaking throats and stuff. What a freaking sick individual. Anyway, I'm sorry. This is a personal topic to me. So, but anyhow, where was I at? I'm kind of losing my train of thought here. So yeah, the Mockingbird Media. So this guy who's coming out now, like a lot of people are coming out saying, hey, we should have been looking at this from the get-go, but they didn't because the media, just as wargamed, shifted a narrative, a public narrative, a public thought that this was had been tested. It was safe and effective, and this can't happen, but it is happening. All right. So one thing that they did in real time with this guy was that this interview was on YouTube. Kind of pissed me off because we got kicked off YouTube for the same exact info. And I'm like, how is Tucker able to put this on YouTube? Well, of course, he's a big, big name. So, you know, people would notice. Well, the interview, I seen it yesterday. And this morning I went to download it to pull these clips and it was gone. So I was like, oh, wow, they kicked Tucker off. No, they didn't. They didn't. It said this media was removed by the content creator. So Tucker or his staff, one or the other, voluntarily removed it. So what does that tell you about Tucker? Think about that for a minute. What does that tell you? He's basically been inserted into the alt media to take up market share, so that we have less people watching us. So if they can't get rid of us, they can at least take other people's time so they don't have time to watch us. Because we're putting out real information. We put it on screen. I will show you stuff on screen later. Anyway, so I guess let's talk about this guy's main concern with this DNA being wrapped up, piggybacking with the RNA. Let's roll clip number 4.
It's actually very simple. We all know what DNA is. You know, this is our genetic blueprint, our gift from God. And this DNA can be affected, and that can be obviously a very bad thing. Sometimes it's affected in a way that makes people sick. Sometimes it can even be affected in a way that leads people to pass on characteristics to their offspring. In this particular case with the mRNA vaccines, they have DNA in them like, you know, like many other vaccines or other biologic type of medications. And that, as I've said previously, is not such a big deal because fortunately, DNA is not some big hairy monster that can, you know, live forever when it's foreign in people's bodies. Our bodies have lots of mechanisms to break them down. But the problem here is that, you know, for the same reason that scientists won a Nobel Prize, this DNA isn't like other DNA in terms of having a very hard time penetrating into cells. This DNA hangs on with mRNA in that lipid nanoparticle that people hear and frankly probably roll their eyes over. It hangs on with it and it comes into the cells almost certainly hitchhiking along with the mRNA. So whereas in the past, DNA would have a very hard time even entering cells, here the DNA is getting delivered into cells with the lipid nanoparticles. And that's a problem. And that's a problem because each dose of mRNA COVID-19 vaccine probably contains, it's been estimated, between billions and hundreds of billions of fragments of DNA. So this is a completely different risk analysis. That is obvious. You don't need a PhD to be able to figure that out.
So did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? My concern from a high school education standpoint, knowing how a cell works, knowing what DNA is, and this is back in the 80s and early 90s, we knew this stuff, and I saw red flags there. And it jives what he's talking about. You know, we get foreign DNA in us all the time, and our body breaks it down, turns it into whatever kind of proteins or whatever. That's not a big deal. But my concern now, it went from, okay, we have RNA that could potentially be incorporated into our genome accidentally. I guess you can say accidentally. It's a process that it could happen. But now we're talking about DNA, like not just the section, but the entire strand is being injected, like something that normally would float around in our body that the body could deal with and break down. That is being like forced into our cells along with the RNA. So that's where I say that this could potentially be a malicious act. It almost seems like it is. It could be a manufacturing defect, but I don't know. And what is this DNA? What's the DNA of? You know, who knows? Let's see. All right. I'm trying to keep production going while I'm reading and talking, and I can't remember if I played this clip yet or not. Okay, I did play that clip. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the next clip. Just keep that in mind. I mean, judge for yourself if you think these people are actually doing this. I really am leaning on the side of, yes, it's part of the transhuman agenda to turn us into something else and merge us with machines. This here comes the singularity, a la praise Elon Musk or whatever the heck you want to think. But there's just so many things going on right now that are leading that direction and modifying our human genome to the point that it's passed on to our children is a big deal. And then we'll talk a little bit more about that later. So let's take a look at the next one, clip 5. Here we go.
Do you think it's conceivably possible that the mRNA vaccines change people's DNA or could?
It's absolutely possible. I mean, I wouldn't have issued this call to halt their use if that wasn't possible. On a factual basis, it is absolutely possible. There's zero question about that. Now, the real question is whether it is happening, if it is happening, the degree to which it's happening, the location of affected cells, and the potential for that to cause whether it's cancer or heritable characteristics, or that is to say that is it affecting things like a woman's eggs or a man's sperm such that it could be passed on, or whatever else it potentially could be causing. But it absolutely is a possibility. There's zero question about that.
All right, so y'all heard that. He says absolutely 100%, but we don't know to the extent, right? I want to add to that a little bit. When we did our report, one of the reports that got us another strike on YouTube, it might have been actually the one that got us banned for life, but we looked at the Pfizer documentation, the stuff that was not supposed to be released, or they didn't want it to be released for 75 years. You know, after these people are all dead and buried and they don't have to face the music, they had specifically mentioned in that, number one, they knew the elevated risk of myocarditis and pericarditis in young men, young boys specifically. They knew of that risk, even though there was really no risk of them dying from COVID. They knew of that. But the more specific was when they addressed what it does to pregnant women and to breast milk, they said they had zero data. Now, what he's talking about is changing the human genome here. That's why he's calling for a halt on it until we can figure out what the heck is going on, which I think makes perfect sense to me. Let's halt it. I mean, COVID's not really a thing right now. You know, it supposedly was RSV, and then now disease X is coming. Oh, be very, very afraid, right? Disease X. But anyway, yeah, he wants to halt it because we just don't know. And they told us over and over again, it's safe for pregnant women. It's safe for breastfeeding women. But then later, after the fact, when the documents they wanted to hide for 75 years came out, they said they didn't have any freaking data. No data. So how can you tell me it's safe? Sorry, folks. Makes me really mad. I know people that were pregnant that got the shot, and I'm just hoping their kids, we don't know. Was this passed? If this was passed on to their kids, that means it's forever. That means their kids are going to have these modifications, and their kids and their grandkids and their great grandkids. And this is contaminating the gene pool across the whole world. I mean, what are we going to have to do now? Are we going to have like DNA tests and then register on a website, you know, purebloods.com, to figure out who you want to marry or, you know, have sex with because you don't want to create a mutant? This is some serious stuff here. Sorry. All right, let me get back on point. This is why I did 4 pages of show notes, so I wouldn't go off the handle here. But yeah, we did call this out on Knights of the Storm. Like I said, about a year ago, Franco and I covered it. We covered it a few times. I've talked about it on David's show. And it's common sense. I mean, it's common sense. That this would happen if you start messing with the DNA. And, you know, they claimed it wouldn't happen. I had to go through freaking re-education 5 or 6, 7 times in the Army. They'd say, okay, we're doing a COVID shot rally. If you don't have your shot, go to the gym. And they'd have all these brand new privates out there just shooting people in the arm. And they're like, all right, if you don't want it, go stand over here. And they make you stand like a cow. You know, I'm surprised they didn't tag my freaking ear. You know, but they would herd you into the gym portion, the basketball court portion of the gym. And they'd make you watch this movie. And the movie would dispel all of the myths about the COVID vaccine. And literally all of their talking points as of today are false. Everything they said was BS is actually true. And the one that they said was, it won't change your DNA. Well, now we're finding out that that's possibly true as well. In fact, according to this gentleman, it's absolutely true. It's just what extent does it happen and does it carry on to your offspring? That's the really, really scary part. Let's see, that was clip 5, right? Let me go ahead and pull that one out of the studio. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at clip 6. Sorry, I'm getting off on tangents here.
Well, that would change humanity if that were happening forever.
Yep.
And frankly, just considering the evil frequency from the beginning of this pandemic, the lockdowns, the forcing people to stay at home, the not having people, allowing people to say bye-bye to people they love, just all the horrific things, the firing of people who, you know, stuck it out during the pandemic, but then passed on the vaccine after the vaccines were available, all the evil that has defined the frequency of policies during this pandemic. Sadly, I mean, I hate that is a possibility, but sadly, I would not be at all surprised. In fact, I think it's probably likely that is in fact happening.
All right. So yeah, we saw that in real time. People were punished. And he's talking kind of about the evils of this whole thing. Let's get aside from the what it medically may do to you. People were coerced. They were punished. It was mandated. And I don't give if you're a MAGAtard, fine. Tell me that Trump didn't mandate it. Okay. Tell me again that Trump didn't mandate it, because I'll prove to you he did, at least for a certain population. It was mandated. Okay. And then for the people that worked in a hospital, they were following the FDA guidelines, which is from the WHO, and they were told that they wouldn't get certain money from the federal government if they didn't follow these guidelines. It was mandated. Do you not understand that? It's absolutely mandated. And the hell people went through. People have lost promotion opportunities. They lost their job. Maybe they had to take a different job. You know, I know a guy that went into business for himself, which great for him. He's doing great now. But that was a big risk he had to put his family through over this nonsense. So, and I know you, a lot of y'all might think I'm just harping on something that's over, but it's not over. And by the end of the show, I'm going to show you how serious this is, because it's coming again. It is absolutely coming again, and it's going to come with a vengeance. It's not going to be, okay, I just won't take the jab and I'll stay at home and get my little UBI check or whatever, and I'll get my Uber Eats and I'll go into credit card debt, you know, as inflation rises. I'll just do that for a while. Yeah, you're going to see how bad it's going to be. What was it, clip six? Yeah, so, and he also talked about it, you know, it's basically screwing humanity. It really is. I talked about that just a little while ago about what do we got to go to, like, a special dating website now to know who's not mutated. And I'm going to use that word mutated, because you are mutated. Now, whether you're passing that mutation along or not is kind of like, it's not even a question anymore. Are you getting mutated? Are you getting your DNA changed? That's not a question anymore. The question is now, is this going to continue to trickle out throughout humanity and spread itself out and contaminate all of humanity over time? That's the question. And it's a valid question, just like the valid question was, does it change your DNA? That was a valid question a year ago. They shut that crap down. Media shut it down because they said it was nonsense. Well, now it's not nonsense. So let's ask this question. I mean, do we need to, like, tag people and tell them that you're not allowed to have children now? Is that what we got to do? I don't know. All right. So let me go ahead and play clip seven here.
You think it's likely happening that humanity itself is being changed forever by this round of mRNA vaccines?
Yes, I do. I do. And that's based on, you know, just the things that I just said and the fact that it is possible. So again, the question is it actually happening? And frankly, my instinctive feeling is that totally it's happening. The extent to which it's happening, the degree to which it's happening, you know, any particular lots for which it's worse or sort of less prominent. And those are questions that should be characterized. But if I had to place a bet on what the likely answer to that question is, yeah, I do think that it's probably happening. I think it would be right in step and in sync with every terrible, horrible thing that we've seen happen during the pandemic as a result of people abandoning common sense, abandoning reason, abandoning humanity in pursuit of whatever their ideological or profit-fueled or greed-based or greed-fueled desire is. Yeah, I think it would be quite consistent with that.
All right. I hope that wasn't a double-played clip. I'm kind of going on the fly here. But so, yeah, if this is really happening, if people's DNA is getting changed and it's going to propagate throughout humanity over time, I guess, what do we do about it? You know, like I said, do we got to have a dating site that you got to submit DNA proof that you're pure blood, that you're not a mutant? Is that what we got to do? I don't know. And then what about shedding? You know, that's something we were initially worried about, is shedding. There's some evidence that I've seen in my own personal life with my wife, my daughter, all the females I know who were not vaccinated. A friend would get vaccinated, come over and hang out right after, and then they'd all start having menstrual problems of varying ages. You know, my wife's like, oh, I'm going through menopause. I'm like, no, it started exactly after. And what about our 21, 22 year old daughter that's having the same problems that are persistent? They haven't gone away. So shedding's a real issue. Now, I don't know. I've talked to some Dr. LaGuardia. I've talked to Handy, which is an EMS worker. He's got a pretty good background in this kind of stuff. I mean, he's just an EMS worker, but he also has a lot of knowledge in other areas. But they tend to think that, yeah, it's going to cause you problems, but they don't think it's going to, like, since it's not wrapped in a lipid nanoparticle, it's not going to enter your cell and then start propagating from there. So that's kind of the general consensus there. And that's scientifically backed up as well. What else do we got here? What does it mean for people who have a blood transfusion? You know, I know if you go to donate blood, you can't do it if you have certain diseases. You can't do it if you've recently got a tattoo. But there was nothing about, like, oh, I just got my second booster yesterday and now I want to donate blood. There's nothing there to stop that. I think some states have, started some legislation to try to curb that. But I mean, if I get in a car accident and I'm unconscious and they send me to the hospital, am I going to get this garbage in me? Is it going to change my DNA? I don't know. That's kind of it's a question to ask. You know, it's questions they should have asked before they pushed this jab out. And then again, what happens to children who respond with this altered DNA? I think pretty much you've changed species at that point, you know? And then he goes on, Tucker went on a little bit, I cut this part out, talked about personality changes. And in my opinion, this was kind of a way to discredit his own thing. So is it possible for people's personality to change? It's all speculative. I mean, he kind of like pushed the guy into a corner. It's like, how can you say someone's personality changed? Well, I would say that it did. People's personality changed, but not from the shot. People's personality changed from the gaslighting, the propaganda, the mockingbird media, interacting with other people who maybe didn't want the jab. They became very mean, very angry, called us killers, we're killing grandma, all this other garbage. So I guess in that aspect, people's personalities did change, kind of like, I did my duty, why didn't you do yours? Whatever. So I guess, is it just the COVID vaccines we got to worry about? You know, like I said, why talk about this now? It's a done deal. A lot of people aren't getting the boosters anymore. Well, that's going to become relevant here in a second. Let me go ahead and pull this clip out of here and play this last clip I have from the interview. We're doing pretty good on time. I think I'm going to pull it in, well below an hour and a half. So we should be able to get this whole thing on Free World. Here we go.
The U.S. government, the Biden administration, the Trump administration before them, have an obligation to tell the population, to tell the world, this product that we're going to force you to take could change your DNA, or that foreign DNA is going to enter your cells. I mean, because I think we know that to be true. And I don't believe
absolutely
anyone knew that in the public. Why wouldn't they tell us that?
Yeah, so you're right. Pardon me. And, you know, it goes back to the Trump administration and, you know, Dr. Fauci and other people who were involved in Operation Warp Speed. And it goes all the way back there. And, you know, again, Tucker, I think what helps make this make sense, a sad sense, is that, you know, you look back at the forces, I mean, incredibly powerful forces that were exerted and projected on the earth and, you know, and the populations on this earth at the start of this pandemic, incredibly powerful forces in terms of their imposition of a view about how to approach the pandemic that consumed everything. And part of what it consumed was common sense. Part of what it consumed was prudence. Part of what it consumed was good judgment. And part of what it consumed was human-centeredness. Part of what it consumed was heart-centeredness.
All right, I'm going to pull that out of there. Actually, I had another clip before that I accidentally pulled out. I think I'll pull it back into the studio here. But what he's talking about there, I wanted to get to the informed consent part. Because of how they pushed this and pushed it in the media, and they weren't prudent, they weren't deliberate in their testing and, you know, asking the questions, I don't think it was possible for anybody to have informed consent because the people pushing it didn't have the information. I mean, we're just now finding the information. We're finding this stuff out. So how could you provide someone informed consent when you're just now finding the information? And Pfizer didn't want to release their documents for 75 years. So how do we have informed consent without the information? Impossible. So bear with me real quick. I got to pull this other clip back up. Video file, I think it was clip 8. All right, so this is what this is where, and maybe it's better I played this afterwards. So we know we didn't really have informed consent. We were pressured into it. There was no freaking inserts for these things. And like I said, what's the point? What's the point of talking about it now? It's too late, right? It's way too late. Maybe we could just avoid the people who aren't pure bloods anymore or pure DNAs anymore, whatever, non-mutated people. Maybe we can do that. Maybe we could find a way to do that. But it's not over, folks. It's not over. That's just that's the first thing that they lifted us up on this freaking roller coaster. And now we're going to do that free fall drop. And then we're going to go up and down and up and down. And we're going to see this over and over. And Anyway, let me put this this up because this is going to lead us into the next part of the show. Here we go.
These mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, and I'm talking about the technology in general. I'm not talking about other technologies. I'm talking about these particular products. You know, unfortunately, yes, early on, no doubt, were they effective at reducing illness from COVID-19? Yeah, the data were very strong. Now it's completely unclear.
So I would disagree with him on that. I don't think it was effective from the numbers I've looked at, but okay, so he believes in it. But notice he's talking about the technology. Now see where he goes from here.
There's data that actually points the opposite direction in terms of negative effectiveness and lots of other problems. But despite what they...
Negative effectiveness and lots of other problems. And he's talking about not this particular vaccine, but the technology. He said that early on, the technology. Keep that in mind, the technology, because that's what we're going to get into next. Here we go.
They may have provided in terms of benefits specifically targeted toward COVID-19 illness or death, they have caused much worse in terms of not only adverse events, but also, again, at a spiritual level, there's something that I intuitively am certain is wrong with this particular technology and these particular products.
All right. So I would call that the still small voice of God telling you that it was no bueno from the get-go. I had that same feeling when this stuff came out. I mean, I had been in the military two times now, a total of 20 years, a little bit more than 20 years. And I took all kinds of shots. You know, I didn't want to take them, but I took them. I thought, you know, I'm not worried about it. But this particular one, something in my head said, you need to do some research on this. And this technology, it is new technology. Actually, it's not new. It actually dates back to the 60s. And I'll get into that. So anyway, let's talk about the technology, because I promised you that we would talk about, and now we're going to get out of the video clips and get into some websites. Which, here we go. So, like I said, is this a worry that should be over with now, and we just kind of like keep to ourselves, the unvaccinated, keep away from the vaccinated, and we have a separate society? Is that what we're going to do? No, it's not that simple, because the technology is not stopping with the COVID vaccine. All vaccines, and I was told this by my physician's assistant. Like I said, he's a nice guy. Doc is a nice guy, but he's wholeheartedly believes in it. I also know a guy who died who wholeheartedly believed in it. Left behind a wife and three children. And he was a young, healthy guy. He was one of the first ones to get the jab. And he's dead now. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, let's take a look at what's coming up in the future and why we need to talk about this and look at what's happened with these jabs. So this is brought to you by Pfizer, actually. What does mRNA mean for the flu vaccine? So this was the next one they were talking about. And Tiger and I also reported on this. We were reporting on RSV. It was supposed to be the new boogeyman, right? The new boogeyman. They even told me that. I had to, you know, I wasn't vaccinated. So if I got sick, I had to go get tested and all this other stuff. Otherwise, I can get in trouble while I was still in the military. So I was sick. It actually turned out to be food poisoning. It was actually after our first episode. Matter of fact, I believe. First or second episode. I don't know. But I go to get tested, they wound up sending me into the ER, and I was just trying to tell the nurse, who was complaining about her mask, and the doctor was complaining about their mask and saying it doesn't do anything. Why do we got to wear these stupid things? But anyway, I said, hey, look, I don't want to be in your hair. I know you guys are busy. Just give me the doggone COVID test and I'll be out of here. They're like, oh, COVID is not a thing anymore. It's RSV now. Like, okay, so COVID's over. Why are we still talking about COVID now? A year later, I don't know. But anyway, at that time, we had reported on the RSV, and they were talking about a bivalent vaccine, which would include the mRNA plus the flu. But now they're talking about making the flu an actual RNA vaccine. And here's my concern with it. People have been trained. Let me go ahead and just read this for the people. I keep forgetting that people are listening on the radio and can't see my screen. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, messenger RNA, or mRNA, has been in the spotlight for the critical role it's playing in the first ever approved mRNA vaccine, which, by the way, we did not have an approved one released. The one that was approved was overseas. We still had an EUA one that they were pushing out and telling people was approved. And that's probably for liability reasons. But in fact, Pfizer and BioNTech had entered into a worldwide collaboration agreement in 2018 to work on an mRNA vaccine for different viruses. So 2018, so they basically had this ready to go. And they just needed a crisis to push it out. They hadn't done the testing. They were working on it, but they hadn't done the testing. Okay, today the flu vaccine development process can be lengthy. Throughout the year, 144 national influenza centers. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. My grandson's out on the porch jumping up and down. I can hear him. Anyway, throughout the year, 144 national influenza centers around the world, which make up the World Health Organization Global Influenza Surveillance and Response System, and there's an acronym for it, monitor the flu viruses that are circulating before the flu season begins. So wait a minute. I'm calling BS on that right now. How are you going to monitor a flu before the flu is out? Think about it for a minute. A little critical thinking. From there, it generally takes at least 6 months to develop and manufacture the large quantities of flu vaccines needed. That's because the most common flu vaccines depend on cell growth, with the candidate vaccine virus being injected into eggs where it replicates. And then, let's see, this is worth reading. mRNA vaccines, which have been in research and development for decades. Okay, that's a red flag right there. If you've been in research and development for decades and you can't produce a product, I think there's something broken with your technology. Anyway, moving along. Can be made quickly in large batches in a laboratory rather than using it, the virus itself. mRNA vaccines use the genetic code. There you go. The genetic code of a virus. The genetic code instructs the body to make proteins called antibodies. No, it doesn't. Your body makes antibodies of its own. Okay. High school freaking biology people, which can help protect people from getting sick or experiencing serious illness. All right, another possible benefit, there's also the potential for the human body to develop strong response with mRNA vaccines, says McLaughlin. The body develops neutralizing antibodies that attack foreign invaders. I wanted to put that in there because what's happening now is these antibodies are attacking, like your body's attacking itself, not foreign invaders, it's attacking itself. And if your body continually produces this stuff, when does it stop? At what point does your immune system just break down and wear out? And that's what the VADS, the vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome is. And I called that from day one. I knew that was going to happen. Let's keep going. And this, again, is from Pfizer. Because mRNA can tell our bodies what type of proteins to make, reprogramming your body, the sky may be the limit when it comes to its potential to protect or even improve health. Okay, tell that to people with myocarditis now or heart attacks. We can see applications of mRNA in cancer treatments, okay, actually causing cancer, rare disease therapies, gene editing, boom, gene editing. They're admitting right here, Pfizer's own document, mRNA can be used to edit the genome after they denied that, okay, or other areas, says Welch. I think we are on the just on the tip of what we'll be able to do in the future with this technology, she says. So there you go. You got. Oops, I booted myself out of the screen for some reason. All right, you got them admitting right there that they are planning on using this mRNA technology that we still don't know a lot about. The testing was us. The testing was throughout COVID, the supposed pandemic. And they even admit that they can use it for gene editing. And they want to use it for all kinds of other things. Now, let me get back to my notes here and get back on track. Because now that I'm into the articles, I'm losing my place on my paper. Okay. And that's the thing is, when it comes to informed consent, getting back to the informed consent. So if everyone kind of knows that the COVID-19 mRNA stuff is kind of hinky, and we still don't know you know, what's going to come in the next 5-10 years. But if they slip this into the annual flu shot, people have been trained to trust the flu shot. Are they going to know that this is now an mRNA shot? Or are they just going to go get their annual shot? That's a good question, right? Or other vaccines for that matter. I mean, how many drugs have you taken in your life that you really don't know anything about? I've gotten high blood pressure medicine, and a couple other times I've been prescribed stuff like a one-off for a sickness or whatever. And I'll look at the insert, and then I'll go online and I'll look, and there's actually more they call it common side effects. Those are kind of listed in your insert, but then there's other side effects that are pretty damn serious, some of them, but they don't happen as much, so we don't feel like we need to tell you. And half the time they just hand you the pills and you walk away. They don't tell you anything. There is no informed consent. And if they're changing what you've been trained to take your entire life, such as the annual flu shot, now they're giving you something completely different. Are they going to tell you? Are they going to stop and say, hey, do you realize the flu shot this year is now the mRNA? They're not going to do that. They're going to have like drive-through freaking vaccine centers like they do now. And so I guess we'll take a look at, besides the flu shot, which they're definitely working on, that's actually common knowledge now. I wanted to take a look at what else is moving to mRNA. So this comes from goodrx.com. It's an article here. More than COVID-19, 6 other promising mRNA vaccines in the pipeline. This is what's coming, folks. Go ahead. I got some weird banner here. Let me get rid of that. I'm just going to skip down to it. We're already almost at an hour, so I want to keep this at an hour and a half. So here we go. The influenza, we already talked about that. Full vaccine effectiveness is estimated to be between 40 and 60%. Whatever. Okay, I don't believe that for a minute. Pfizer, Moderna, Zika virus. That one's been in the news. So there you go. There's your boogeyman. We're going to do mRNA for Zika. So watch for that as maybe your disease X that's coming. RSV. All right. We already talked about that. RSV was supposedly the boogeyman a year ago. And that's when they talked about the bivalent, where they're going to give you the flu slash, and I think it was supposed to protect against RSV as well. And this is a big one they're pushing for schools. And I'm going to talk about schools here in a bit. HIV. Okay. We've already tried this. It's kind of crazy because the delivery method for the COVID was supposedly hijacked from HIV. So, or the virus that supposedly causes HIV. So anyway, that's interesting that you're going to hijack something to go make a cure for it. I don't believe it for one second. And then CMV, cytomegalovirus, whatever that is. I've never heard of that. And then cancer, of course. Yeah, going to cure cancer. And that's something going around on the internet right now. All the magtards out there are talking about how, you know, how great the COVID vaccine is. And now it's being used to cure cancer. I think Trump actually quoted that himself. What an idiot. Let me tell you something. Go back to freaking freshman year in high school when you learned what cancer was. Cancer is a cell that stops doing what it's supposed to do and starts multiplying at a rapid pace. If I've injected my cell with something that changes its instructions and it starts doing something it's not intended to do, and then it starts doubling and doubling and doubling, that's cancer, folks. That is freaking cancer. Okay, let me move along here. I'm getting worked up. All right, there's another article here. So that was the ones that Good Health cited. It was cancer, the CMV, HIV, RSV, Zika virus, and the influenza. Okay. So here's another one here. This comes from penmedicine.org. Bring it up on stage here for you. So they're talking about some other stuff that they want to use mRNA for. All coronavirus, such as SARS and MERS. I don't know what this is. It's C. difficile or whatever. I don't know how to say that. Let me read what it is. It's a bacterium that causes severe diarrhea, colitis, which is inflammation of the colon. They're developing a preventative therapy using RNA that could save thousands of lives. Wow. And maybe kill millions in the process. Genital herpes. Yeah, there we go. Because if you got herpes, whatever. Hepatitis C, which is a liver problem. Again, they cited HIV. They cite influenza, leptospirosis, malaria. Okay, that's how they're going to get it to these third world nations. Norovirus and tuberculosis. So they also talk about, in this article, they talk about cancer, food allergies. Okay, you're allergic to peanuts. Well, first off, ask yourself why you're allergic to peanuts. Ask yourself why we ate bread for thousands of years on this planet, and now everyone has a gluten intolerance, right? Maybe an mRNA vaccine is not the cure for that. Maybe eating real food is the cure for that. Genetic diseases like cystic fibrosis and sickle cell, mRNA for a heart attack and stroke. Now, I don't know if that's saying it's going to treat heart attack and stroke or cause it. It just says mRNA for heart attack and stroke. So, okay, talking about cholesterol and other stuff. Oh, come on, man. mRNA for heart failure. Again, does that mean it's going to cause heart failure? Who knows? You know, I better not play this on Facebook. It's going to kick. No, screw it. I'm going to play it on Facebook. Let them kick me off. And then for neurodevelopment disorders, which are probably as a result of other vaccines. Oh, yeah. The aluminum content. Maybe it's chemtrail spraying. Maybe it's your deodorant. It's all the heavy metals and everything. Maybe that's why people have neurodevelopment problems. Okay. And yep. So that's what they're trying to do. That's why this was important to talk about this interview that has been disappeared from the internet. Because if we can look at our first example, which is the COVID-19 shot, look at what it's actually doing, and then understand that they're trying to push this out for every vaccine now. They're going to try to make mRNA. That is a freaking problem, because we still don't know the full impact of the first one we did. And they're going full speed ahead with this. Okay, let me see where I was at. What do we got? Oh, yeah, we're good on time. Okay, so I got another article here. See, this one says current perspectives and future prospects of mRNA vaccines against viral disease, a brief overview. The mRNA vaccines replace our conventional vaccines. See, they're already talking about it, replacing the conventional ones. The use of these mRNA vaccines has been restricted as they are unstable and their low efficacy in vivo delivery. But now, somehow magically, because of COVID, now these problems have been solved by recent technological advances. Really, show me some data. What changed? They didn't consider using mRNA for anything practical until COVID. And all of a sudden, there was some magic technological advancement. Tell me what it is. Tell me what you did. Tell me what's different about what you're doing now versus what you failed to do for decades. mRNA vaccines have wide advantages, so they say. And this comes from, let me see where this is at from. This is from the NIH, actually. mRNA vaccines have a wide advantages and many uses over live attenuated virus vaccines, which is the ones we typically use now, killed vaccines. So they have attenuated viruses, which means you're actually getting shot with a live version of the virus, but it's weakened. And then your body can easily defeat it. And then now it knows how to defeat it. Then you have ones a little bit less effective where they actually microwave it. You know, this is the sugar water that Alex Jones talked about, right? A microwaved, you kill the virus. So you get these dead guys now injected into you. So there is no threat, but your body sees it as a foreign invader and still develops antibodies anyway. See, subunit vaccines and DNA-based vaccines. First of all, is safety, as it does not integrate into the cell's DNA. So they're telling you that it doesn't integrate into the cell's DNA. That's an advantage, they say, of mRNA vaccines. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. And the gentleman from Florida pointed that out. They do not infect the cells. That's a lie. They do not cause mutations on insertion, and that's a lie. So from the NIH, from what we know now, when was this written? This was written in 2022. So already their science between 2022 and 2024 is proven to be wrong. All right. And they're still going full speed ahead with trying to make every vaccine. And I'm sure it's not going to just be vaccines. It's going to be therapeutics and everything else as well. So here's what I found interesting here. Same paper, NIH document. In 1961, that's a long time ago. I think, is that before we pretended to go to the moon? I don't know. In 1961, messenger RNA was discovered at the earliest by Sidney Brenner, Francois Jacob, and Matthew Meslin. And it goes into kind of the history of mRNA. But the point I wanted to make was they discovered this in 1961. Here we are in 2020 or 2024 now, but in 2020, 2021 timeframe is when we start rolling this stuff out. I think it was December of 2020, if I'm not mistaken. Why, if this is such a great thing, why did it take that long? And it was completely ineffective and dangerous up until some mystery breakthrough, some mystery technological breakthrough that they can't name that just happened to happen. It happened to come right when COVID came, right? Ooh, magical. It's like the freaking house falling on the wicked witches, you know, on her. It just happened to come at the right time. BS. BS. They have a lot of money wrapped up into this, and they needed to sell it. So they either created or used a catastrophe to sell it and to force it on people. And it's coming now in every form. You know, every vaccine you get is going to be this here in the next couple of years. Here we go. Here's more from this paper. The self-amplifying mRNA, and we've reported on that, self-amplifying. But yeah, you just shoot it in your arm and it does its thing and it's gone, right? No, self-amplifying mRNA vaccines are engineered, derived from the genome of positive stranded viruses, and it goes on and on. I just wanted to point out the self-amplifying part. Okay, and nothing really more of interest in here. Close this one out. All right. So I guess the point was to show that this technology, I don't believe they know what it's going to do to the human body. It's been around for a long time. They haven't been able to make it work until COVID came along. And that was their demon to be able to push something they knew was not effective. It was not safe by all standards. But then there's a mystery technological breakthrough that supposedly happened, but they can't tell you what it is. And now they're trying to go full speed ahead and put it in every vaccine for everything. That's the model now. Let me get back on track here. So I guess this is what it comes down to. And this is what the whole point of this episode is about. What does that mean for you and I? Fine, I just won't take any vaccines anymore. Okay, I'll join the Pure Blood. This is where purebloodsmeet.com, okay, or whatever dating site. Actually, I'm married, so I won't go to that dating site. But yeah, so does it really matter? You know, let these people take their jabs, and if they want to be dumb and uninformed and not have informed consent and get sick and die or pass on mutations to their children. And I'm not saying they're going to be born with like, you know, like on Total Recall with the dude in his stomach, you know, I'm just saying their genome is not going to be the same. And it could cause unintended consequences of unknown proportions, right? We don't know. Here's the real problem is that if I don't take the vaccine and my wife don't take the vaccine, what about children? And I want to talk about this a little bit. Here's a map I'm bringing on screen. And for those of you listening on the radio, this is a map of the United States and its territories. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 territories? This map shows in green are the states that will allow for schools. This is from the National Conference of State Legislatures, and this has to do with schools, whether you can get an exemption from vaccines or not. So we have, and I got them listed here. Let me see how many it was. So 35 of the 50 states and five, so we'll call it 55 states because we have five territories here. 35, they allow for religious exemptions if you know the process. And I'll talk about that in a minute, because they will gaslight you and lie to you. They will lie to you. Only 15, so that's for religious exemptions, right? But what if you're not a religious person, or, you know, you don't live the life, and that's what they tried to get people on in the military, saying, well, you don't exactly, you smoke cigarettes or you go drinking on the weekend, so you're not religious enough, so we don't believe your exemption. Well, some states allow for personal exemptions for whatever reason. Only 15 allow for that. Only 15. And there are what? There are 5 states slash territories that do not allow for any exemption whatsoever. Meaning if you live in that state, your children must get vaccinated whether you like it or not. And being that all vaccines are going to mRNA in the near future, I mean, you put 2 and 2 together. Okay, so, and I'll read those states real quick. Maine, New York, Connecticut, West Virginia, California, and the Northern Mariana Islands. That's a territory. So if you live in one of those and you're concerned about your children having, getting forced to take an mRNA shot before we fully know what this stuff is capable of doing, harm or good, you might want to move. Just saying. So then that brings us to homeschooling, right? So you say, oh, I'll just homeschool. And this is why I'm fired up, folks, because I had grandchildren. And going back, look, before I even move on to homeschooling, I did want to point out Colorado. Colorado not only has religious exemption, but also a personal belief exemption, meaning I don't have to be a religious person. I could just say, I don't want my children to be vaccinated. Well, guess what they did to me? My daughter, or my stepdaughter, rather, the younger one, she wasn't living with us. She was living with her grandparents, her father's mother and father. And eventually she came to live with us. Well, she came in kind of a hurry and the school year started. So we took her down, registered her for school, and she went for a few days, and then we got called in. And they say, hey, we need proof of her vaccination. And we said, well, we don't have that. We'll have to get in contact with the grandparents and get that proof of vaccination. And they said, well, she can't come to school. And I was like, bullshit. They're like, no, she needs to go get all of her vaccinations again. So they didn't care, regardless of whether she was already vaccinated against the bazillions of things that they require now. They just wanted her to go get all those shots again. I'm like, hell no. And they said, well, she can't come to school. And I said, let me talk to your superintendent. And I stood firm on that. And I went back and forth with this lady for a while. Tried to tell me it was a law. I tried to say she couldn't go to school. And I was like, well, I pay taxes, yo. I pay a lot of property taxes, which means I pay your salary. So let me talk to your superintendent right now. And eventually she walked it back. She said, well, she doesn't have to be vaccinated, but if she gets sick, then she can't come to school. I'm like, well, duh. Isn't that what sick kids do, is stay at home? I mean, come on, how stupid do you think I am? But what I'm trying to get at is that even though there's this many states that allow for religious or personal exemptions, they're not going to let you know that. And they're going to strong arm you. And they may even call CPS on you. They might say that you're neglecting your children. They're medically neglecting them. I see that coming. So just something to think about. And I'm not, you know, even if you're okay with regular vaccines, understand that the vaccines are all moving to mRNA, and we still don't know the long-term repercussions of this stuff. So keep that in mind, please, for the children's sake. So let's get on to homeschooling. We are going to get through all this before the hour and a half mark. That's great. So homeschooling, I was like, okay, just homeschool your kids. Well, here we go. This comes from, where is this from? Some online highschoolcredits.com. It's a homeschooling resource. I looked up what the vaccination requirements are if you homeschool, because that's a good solution, right? It says right here, if you choose to homeschool your kids, does this mean you can do away with a vaccination requirement? The answer is a resounding no. And let's see, I think there's some more. Here we go. Out of the 50 states, 11 states do not require parents, and I wish I had a list of these. I don't, folks. I'll have to do more research into it. And on Knights of the Storm website, we do have homeschooling resources that were donated or uploaded by Virtual Gypsy, and they go all the way from K through 12. So if you're thinking about homeschooling your children, and you need a starting point or a leaping off point as far as curriculum, please go check out theknightsofthestorm.com. Check out the forums area, and there's a specific homeschooling one there. I don't think you need to be a member of the site or like to make a login or anything. If somebody tries to go there and they can't get to it, let me know and I'll fix that. Okay. I want that to be open to the public without a login. So, all right, let me head back to the article here. Out of the 50 states, 11 states do not require parents to inform or alert their local school district that their children are homeschooled. 25 states do not have a clear mandate, so it's kind of like a gray area, right, concerning homeschooling. Two states do not require parents to vaccinate their children due to religious and philosophical exemptions. Two states. I don't know what two those are, but two states only don't have some kind of a requirement. That's scary, folks. Okay, some states impose that parents keep a record of their child's vaccination, while some states do not require any record. So I guess what that's trying to say on that bullet point, I was trying to make sense of, you know, how many or whatever. So I think what it is some of these states have a requirement, but they don't require a record of it. So it's kind of like an honorary, oh yeah, they're good. Maybe that's what it means. I don't know. It's just, and then they have some websites here. By state. So if I had more time today, I would have went to each and every one of these to find out, like if you want to move to a state where you can have freedom to homeschool your child as you see fit and not have to vaccinate them, or move to a state where they don't require a vaccination in the public schools. Maybe I'll work on that and get that list out. All right. So let's move on to the final topic. I've got about, I gotta do this within 20 minutes. Should be able to do it. So the final topic, let's just say you've decided I'm not going to get vaxxed. I'm not going to vax my children. I'm going to move to a state where I don't have to vax my children, or I'm going to homeschool. So you've beaten all that back because they're really trying by hook or by crook to get this mRNA in us, whether it's Bill Gates mosquitoes or engineered ticks infecting livestock, you know, the wildlife and stuff like that. And we know about the mosquitoes. Now, we know that's not necessarily to transmit mRNA into us, but who knows? The technology is there. Anyway, I'm going to go to this article we reported on again a year ago. Grow and eat your own vaccines. And this comes from, let me see, where did I get this from? University of California. Same article we cited before. The way I printed it, it doesn't have the pretty graphics, but if you're watching on video later. All right, here we go. The future of vaccines may look more like eating a salad than getting a shot in the arm. Okay, and there's some other ways besides a shot. But anyway, we're talking about the food now. This is how they're going to get it in you. If you've beaten all the other challenges and you're not vaccinated, you move to a different state, you're homeschooling your kids and you feel like you're safe. Well, now you go to the grocery store. You got to worry about that, right? UC Riverside scientists are studying whether they can turn edible plants like lettuce into mRNA vaccine factories. Nice. One of the challenges with this new technology is that it must be kept cold. And we talked about that. I'll kind of paraphrase to speed this up. That was the issue initially. And they blamed a lot of the vaccine injuries on mishandling, not diluting it enough, not keeping it cold enough. You know, they don't blame the actual product. They blame the handling of the product, or they blame the nurse that injected it. And we went through this too. Tiger and I also reported on this. They had two vials. One had like 10 doses per vial, and one had like 4 doses or 5 doses per vial. And they looked identical. Unless you had, you know, super magnifying monocle on, like the Monopoly guy does not wear, by the way, he does not wear a monocle. You could easily confuse the two. So dosing is very important. You know, how are you going to get the dose right? I mean, what if I eat 2 heads of lettuce? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that was the thing. They're trying to get past the whole cold storage thing and then get the dosing proper. So anyway, this is what I found interesting. The project's goals were made possible by a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. Okay, National Science Foundation. Let's take a look at that. Oh, crap. National Science Foundation announces partnership with Bill and Melinda Gates. Yeah, the people who want to vaccinate the entire world against their will to foster sustainable agricultural solutions around the world. So Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which I don't know if it's just the Bill Gates Foundation now because Melinda bailed on them. I'd still like to know what that's about. But anyway, they're talking about agricultural stuff. They donated money to this National Science Foundation, which then in turn gave money for this mRNA in lettuce and spinach. And actually it says, yeah, spinach and lettuce and having long-term goals. Okay, so spinach and lettuce, they want people to be able to grow it in their own gardens. And I think I've seen it was done in cabbage too as well. But anyway, they're looking to put it in all kinds of different, grow it in all kinds of stuff. And, you know, Bill Gates happens to be the largest farm owner or farmland owner in America now. You see how that all works? He buys up all the land. He's talking with the National Science Foundation, partnering with them, something to do with agriculture, gives them a bunch of money, and then they give it into research on making mRNA stuff in agriculture. So there you go. All right, so let's say you beat that. You're like, I am no longer buying my produce from Kroger or whatever because I don't know what's in it. I don't think that they would have to. Actually, I'll save that thought. I'm going to put that at the end because I talked to Tiger about this today, and I think it's a good point to make. So let's just say I'm going to do like I'm trying to do here. Once my workshop is built, I'm walling off one third of it, which would be is it 30 by 50, 100, 1500, about 150 square feet. I'm going to do indoor gardening where it's a controlled environment, and I keep whatever they spray in the air off of it and control what water it gets and things like that. So let's just say I do that. So we're good, right? No mRNA. Think again. Here we go. The NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I looked into this because I talked with Texas Slim. And one of the things that they advertise with Texas Slim, if you don't know, he's from beefinitiative.com. He pairs up local producers with local buyers that want pure beef, grass-fed, no mRNA injected. I don't think they're vaccinated at all. I'm not really sure how that works, but it's basically the cleanest beef you can get. And you can get it all across the U.S. He doesn't necessarily sell you his beef, but he pairs you with somebody local that can sell it to you. And we actually have a guy here that we use to get our beef. It's really good beef, by the way. It's way better than what you're going to get in the store. Way more filling, too, because they don't add the fillers to, you know, to make, like, what is it? A chicken could be like 30% salt water by weight so that they can get some more money. But anyway, so I did a report. One of the strikes we got on YouTube, somebody was reporting and there was a debunk article that in Australia, they were injecting cows with mRNA vaccines and they were dying instantly. And of course, it was debunked. Then I went and looked up the same sources that the debunk people used. It turns out, no, they actually were. They actually were injecting them with mRNA, and they were dying. They just weren't dying instantly. That's the only thing they debunked is that there was no instant factor to it. It could have been a day. It could have been a week. It could have been a month, right? So that was the only thing that was debunked. And then we went through. It turns out that, yes, they were testing mRNA vaccines in cows, and, yes, these cows were dying. That was all knowledge. It was 100% fact. It was from scientific peer-reviewed papers. And that was one of our strikes on YouTube, even though we put it on screen. So I looked to see if, because, you know, Texas Slim had mentioned no mRNA in his beef. So I was like, are we doing this in the U.S.? So this was the last piece right here. Add this to the stage. So, and this has been going around that, you know, be careful for mRNA in your cows. Well, here we go. This was from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Really short. It's like a two-line article. This is back in 2023, April of 2023. Today, the National Cattlemen Beef Association released a statement in regards to false information circulating on social media about the use of mRNA vaccines in cattle. There are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use, licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. Cattle farmers and ranchers do vaccinate cattle to treat and prevent many diseases, but presently, none of those vaccines include mRNA technology. All right. So, okay, presently, well, what's this here? Here's another one. This is from, where's this from? utbeef.tennessee.edu, right? Livestock health, mRNA vaccines versus conventional vaccines. And this is for cattle. So they're looking into it already. Okay. So they're like, no, no, nothing to see here. We're not doing this. We're not. And that may be true right now. They might not be vaccinating the cattle with mRNA, but guess what? Same as Australia. They're researching into it. They're looking to do it. Again, everything's moving to mRNA, everything. And in my PA said as much 2 years ago. So here we go. A couple of months ago, a video was posted on social media that messenger RNA vaccine technology was being used on cattle. Again, they're addressing, you know, the rumors. Of course, this was and is false information, but did raise multiple concerns, and statements were released from the NCBA, we just talked about that, to confirm that this technology is not being used on cattle. All right, that's great. It puts my mind at ease. It would be false information, though, to say that mRNA vaccines for cattle do not exist. In fact, trial studies have been conducted on cattle at some research facilities. I'd like to see the results of that, by the way. If they're anything like Australia, I want to see it. But here's the important thing, too, for you to know. None of the trial vaccines are USDA approved for use in cattle. Okay, so they're just basically not approved. What does that mean? I'm pretty sure that millions of Americans took the COVID vaccines that were not approved. Just saying. There are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. Cattle farmers and ranchers do vaccinate cattle. Again, they're talking about, yeah, they do vaccinate them, but it doesn't include mRNA technology. So I am done with the articles and stuff. I'm just going to close this out. I got like 5 minutes to hit my hour and a half mark. So I talked to Tiger this morning, and I was telling him what I was going to cover today. It's kind of a short notice for me to throw this all together because, like I said, I had other topics, but we'll cover those on Saturday. But, you know, there's a lot of places out there that are pushing legislation that rather than having to advertise that your stuff is organic, and I talked about this. I'm glad some states are doing this. Rather than have to say, hey, this is non-GMO, it should be the other way around. It should be by default non-GMO, and if it's GMO, blatantly advertised. This is GMO. That's how it should be. Right now, they put a little snippet on the label that says, and they don't call it GMO. They call it, what is the term? I wish I had my little soup can in here. Bioengineered. They use the word bioengineered to separate it from genetically modified. They don't want that word genetic in there. So they'll say this product contains bioengineered ingredients. That's what I think exactly what it says. And it's usually not where the ingredient list is. It's kind of like separated off somewhere else on a part of the label that you would never read. So anyway, he was talking about that. Like, wouldn't they have to like let you know when you buy a steak or something that it's injected with mRNA? I don't think so. I was thinking about it. Until they acknowledge that these injections have the potential or are changing your DNA, it's not genetically modified in their eyes. That's just something to think about. Quite possibly they could say, oh, that's horse manure. That's just some internet debunked nonsense that, you know, these shots are not modifying their DNA, even though we have... From Florida, we got the Surgeon General saying it most definitely is. We just don't know how bad it is or whether it's passed on. So until they can admit that, they could at any point approve these mRNA shots. The FDA could approve them. They can go into use around the United States. And are they going to put out a PSA that says, hey, starting today, we're going to vaccinate all the cows with mRNA now. Are they going to tell you that? No. They're not going to give you informed consent. So just to wrap it up here, and I'm going to play us out with all the different commercials I have because I meant to play them throughout the show, but I wanted to hit my time. So let's just say that you don't take the shot. You change jobs. You start your own business. You move states so your kids don't have to get in school. You homeschool. You avoid it at all costs. You grow your own food. Now you're getting down to the meat, which they don't want you to eat anyway. So now they're not going to come tell you that they've poisoned your meat. They're not. That's just something to think about. And now, you know, you say, okay, I'll go out hunting. Well, Gates mosquitoes, man. How do you know Gates mosquitoes ain't, you know, chewing up these deer out here and giving them something? But anywho, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I want to thank you all for your time tonight. And if you didn't catch it live or didn't catch the whole thing live, actually too late to say now, but if you're listening live, jump over to the chat on Free World. But if you missed part of it, just catch me Thursday. It'll be on the Foxhole on Rumble. It'll be on X. It'll be on maybe on Facebook. We'll see. See if they still have me. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play us out with I'm going to start with Tiger's commercial. Then I'll run Audis and then Wise Wolf, and we will be out of here. All right. So I guess that does it for tonight. Remember to hold your ground, watch the enemy, improve the foxhole, and always look out for one another. Until next time. Are you ready? Financial news.
So you see, you would figure with some of this calamity going on, the markets would be devastated. I wonder why they're not. Do you think the banks are the only place that the central banks are injecting liquidity and money into?
Geopolitics.
I mean, this is after the Cold War, after the USSR fell, and bang, now we got this Ukraine thing. Same thing with this. There's something going on in Taiwan. We're going to get our stick our noses where they don't belong in Taiwan if they have some kind of problem with China. They're building up to this.
Religion.
I think what we have found out is that man taints the religion, that governments and people in power who are looking for power taint the religion.
Addiction special.
I wanted to talk about, and I know we've touched on this before, we touched on nicotine last time. I want to touch on the cell phones.
Epic rants.
We are clowns. They are, the world laughs at us. We are morons. It's so infantile. That is infantile. There is zero dignity left.
Catch the Angry Tigers Den Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, Rumble, and Twitter. Also, tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Tiger and Snake Financial Report. See you there.
New music, classic artists. That's how we do it here at Modern Retro Radio.
Lenny Kravitz has just released his 11th studio album.
Here is the ever-enduring pop genius, Beck.
Giving you the latest from Sheryl Crow.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Marilyn Manson. This is Garbage, a song called Blood for Poppies.
Robert Crane's channeling Al Green.
Better known as Chaka Khan.
Brand new music from Parliament Funkadelic. Back in the 1980s and 1990s, we knew him as Terrence Trent D'Arby.
This is Taylor Dane.
You know that group, Foo Fighters?
I'm vaguely familiar with them, yeah.
The new album from Slash, Phil Collins, covers the Four Tops.
Metallica's 2016 double album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Here we got Aerosmith with Beyond Beautiful.
You work hard for your money. The Federal Reserve could care less about that. Its endless printing of fiat dollars to support war, welfare, and ever-expanding government. Your hard-earned money becomes worth less every day. You need a way to hedge against runaway inflation. Saving accounts pay almost no interest, and the stock market is a roller coaster ride of uncertainty. Don't let your savings or retirement be diminished by reckless speculators, bad fiscal policy, and endless printing of fiat dollars. Call Tony Arterburn at Wise Wolf or visit wisewolfgoldandsilver.com for a real wealth storage vessel. Wolfpack is a monthly savings program that ships physical gold and silver to your door. It's a buyer's club that uses the strength of numbers to get bulk pricing. Tony passes the savings on to you. Tony can roll over a IRA or a 401k into a precious metals-backed IRA. He can also help with Bitcoin, if that's what you're into. Stop being robbed by the Fed and visit wisewolfgoldandsilver.com to secure your hard work in something that truly holds value. Wise Wolf Gold and Silver Exchange.
You've been watching The Foxhole with Jason Barker.